is that?
Some asshole.
Yeah, we're working
there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, we're quarantined.
And we're back after...
How many months?
Well, depends on if they got them from the website or not. If they got them from my Dropbox, this, I think at the end of the year, but if not, it was like last summer.
Are you advertising the Dropbox?
I have been, but, you know, I was, but anyway, yeah, we're under quarantine for 2 weeks. Or so.
If you want to see me with the mask on at the little clinic, you can look on Facebook.
But, you know, been started watching movies and I started keeping a list again.
That's the only way we can remember.
I know. I watched Bloodshot, that Vin Diesel movie, and it's okay, but I mean, it's definitely not something to go crazy about. I mean, it looks all right. And I think they're going to release it on streaming soon. So I guess if you're interested in something new to watch, you could watch that. But VFW, which is kind of a...
Did I watch
it? Yeah, a little... Well, you know, you talked about the music. It was more John Carpenter-esque. It was like an assault on a bar.
Yeah.
And... because it's got a bunch of old character actors, like Stephen Lang's in it, William Sadler?
Sadler.
And old Fred the Hammer Williamson. So it's pretty good, but, you know, it kind of, some of the stuff reminds, it kind of gives me a vibe of...
Sorry, I'm getting mesmerized
yeah.
by this Satan mixtape.
Yeah. Everything is terrible. Does stuff like this. But it reminds me of a Hobo with a Shotgun a little bit, but not as wildly crazy over the top as that. But the gore and stuff is kind of, some of it's a little over the top. But, you know, it's worth a watch. And then me and Dana actually got out to the theater before they
closed.
Yeah, before they shut down. To see the new Invisible Man movie, which was, I mean, it is a lot better.
And we went to Charlie's before that, and they thanked us for coming in.
Yeah, that's before they shut down the restaurants also.
Mm-hmm.
But the Invisible Man, it's actually available for people to get on Prime and stuff to rent.
Oh, so it's on Prime?
Well, it's on all, because they just, because they got them, you know.
They got to make some money. Somehow.
It got good buzz, and it is a decent movie.
Oh, I thought it was a lot better than a lot of the new stuff that's come out. I mean, I've said this before, I'm not a prude, but it didn't have them saying the F word every 5 seconds. It did say it some in there, but it wasn't overused, and... I didn't think it was a Me Too thing like some people were saying it was.
No,
Did you think so, Steve? Or no?
No, because it wasn't the all bad men. It was kind of a battered spouse kind of thing.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, that happens, right? And a lot of the times it's men who... hit on women and you know, abuse them. So, to me, that's just the story. You can go back
it's
and watch.
Maybe a domestic abuse story.
You can watch, like, Sleeping with the Enemy from the 90s, and that was pretty much
kind of
the similar.
Yeah, but people weren't going,
no, everything's,
you know.
They want to do what's called canceling. They want to cancel that movie or cancel that actor or whatever, actress, and it's kind of stupid. In most cases, I would say it's dumb, but anyway. Yeah.
I thought it was really good and well put together, and it was a slow burn because there were little things that happened to let you know that something was not quite right.
Yeah, and everything kind of made...
It had a couple of twists in it.
Kind of made sense, unlike the original, where the original guy took a, but I won't go into details, but the original, he took some kind of serum that made him invisible. But anyway, we won't go into more detail.
Yeah, in case people haven't seen it and they want to watch it on VOD or...
And then also, of course, Friday the 13th happened, and that was probably the last normal weekend that we had. Well, last weekend.
Before the
world went to hell. I watched the first one, and I watched the second, part two on Sci-Fi Channel. They were doing some kind of thing with...
They had the girl from Birdemic.
Yeah, girl from Birdemic, Whitney Moore, I think. And another guy, they were hosting the movie, and then they were doing Crystal Lake public access, and they're having like little 80, early 80s video graphic warnings, and it was all right, but you know.
And then the
Joe Bob
that was the old
Darcy thing. Live stream, which if you go on YouTube you can still find it, but they were live streaming part four and talking about it and stuff, but it was kind of like completely nuts.
You had part three on your list.
Did I? Part three. Oh yeah, it meant to be part four. But the movie itself, but there was all kinds of craziness. I think that there was a little bit of boozing going on. Joe Bob looked like he was insane.
Joe Bob's hair was messed up first thing, and then it got worse because he was putting on a leprechaun kind of face thing with a beard and hat.
Yeah.
And then his hair got even worse.
But they were at some convention or something up in Canada, and then I pretty much the last... You know, we actually went to a show, How Rednecks Saved Hollywood show. It was in Louisville a couple weeks ago.
February.
Yeah, so that was cool. Dana got her picture taken and everything, but I decided I wouldn't.
We were like the second two people.
Yeah, we were like third and fourth getting in the building,
but then Steve wasn't sure if they were taking cards, and that's all we had.
Yeah, and then, you know, it was over, and then we got front row seats, and I decided, hey, I'll just stay here. So I had to watch some bad country music videos, and there's like, you know, all kinds of, had some kind of country rap shit that was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Weird.
But
the Joe Bob show was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I had fun.
We haven't ever, neither one of us has ever actually seen a live Joe Bob show.
No. So, and I got a couple Blu-rays. I got they had an Arrow sale, and I got the new 4K restoration of Phenomenon, which looked pretty good.
It looked good, but I was expecting it to look astounding.
I thought it looked astounding. And not like every scene was astounding, but a lot of it was really...
It looked like the other version to me.
Well, I don't know.
Which was astounding when I saw it.
And then also got Cruising on Blu-ray, which, you know, is always an uncomfortable watch.
Which we watched.
Yeah. And it looked good for what it... You know, I don't... And that reminds me of Shameless put out a new Blu-ray of The Beyond, which I got. And... I think it looked really decent, pretty good, but the audio, there was only like 2.0 or something.
Yeah, which
no 5.1. And I was like, what the hell? I mean, I don't know. I wish I'd looked at that a little further, but I mean, if you can get the whole room with the sound and everything, you don't want to, you know, it's definitely got its, audio is a component of any movie, but for some reason they couldn't get a 5.1 or at least that. I don't understand.
The other versions when they're 5.1?
I don't know.
Thought there was.
You talking about the other version, other Blu-rays? Yes.
Because
the other Arrow and
I remember when we watched
it. Oh, you got the Grindhouse version, and I'm sure all those have it, so I don't know why.
And we were talking about how we could hear all the sound. Like,
yeah, I don't
understand. Tatiana McCall, we could hear her voice calling.
I'm not understand why they couldn't have that. Or you mean to tell me they got the movie, but they couldn't get the audio? But whatever. I mean, then I watched this movie. I on Facebook, you can always find someone posting a movie that you've never heard of before. But I downloaded this movie called Black Mountain Side. And basically, it's a low-budget thing, rip-off kind of movie.
Oh, yeah, I remember parts of that.
It was strange. It's got bootleg Art Handle in it. Yeah. And that's about all I can tell you. It was, they just, research, they dig up some kind of box, like, it was like a, it's almost like a mound or a top of some, something or other. And then some of them start hearing voices and seeing big, tall deer men. And I don't know.
It made me want to watch John Carpenter's The Thing again.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it wasn't great, so I wasn't, I mean, if you can watch it or want to check it out, but, I mean, it's not essential. Then I, unfortunately, I started looking on eBay or somewhere and looking about, or I watched a video about some guy with steelbooks, and I saw The Raid steelbook, and then I ended up getting
Steve
it.
Steve needs to stop watching those videos.
And I got it off pretty cheap. And so, watch that again, and, you know, the action is pretty damn good for that. If you hadn't seen that, that's good. And then that brings us up to today, which, of course, with this going on in the world, I think everybody and their mama is trying to watch the movie Contagion.
Well, not only Contagion, but The Stand is went like off the charts as far as the price it cost to get it. I got it for $16, but that was probably one of the last few they sold at that price.
So that's an interesting movie.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know. And it makes you think about people, you know, touching things and everything now, especially now, because, I mean, it's one of those things where people, if you touch something, you're going to, you know, spread germs. And you know, I've done my best to change my habits and not touch doorknobs. If I'm wearing a jacket, I'll just use that and also use a hand sanitizer and wash my hands.
I didn't watch all of Contagion yet. I watched like the first 20 to 30 minutes. And I don't know if it's because of what's going on right now, but that movie was very disturbing just in those first few minutes.
Right. I mean, it was kind of eerie because, I mean, this virus in the movie came from like China.
Yeah.
And they were talking about bats and all kinds of stuff. So
and pigs.
Yeah, I mean, Outbreak is another movie, but it's on Netflix. So.
And then I told Steve I was wanting to watch the movie Virus from like 1980.
Yeah, I have it, so we'll probably watch that tomorrow. It's probably going to be something like one of those disaster movies, like Earthquake or something, but. But anyway, that brings us up to what I just finished watching, which is supposedly a lost women in prison, Nazi exploitation.
I think you can do it without ever seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean.
That movie.
I'm not even sure what they were trying to do, if they were trying to be comedic.
I don't think they knew what they were trying to do, because it definitely wasn't exploitation other
well,
than
yeah,
naked ladies.
But it was, they're trying to be comedic, but it also just didn't seem like it should have been comedic when they were hanging women at the beginning.
Oh, they were hanging
women. Yeah, they hung some women, and then a few minutes later, they're playing wacky music. It's just like, what? So, yeah, it's kind of strange. I don't recall. I don't think it was that hilarious, but anyway.
That was the
It's called Deer Camp.
Like D-E-A-R, not D.
Of course, that's the English translation. I don't think it was ever released over here for obvious reasons. I think it was made in 1976.
That looks like a porn.
No, that was actually Brent Stevens and Michelle Bauer. But
Guy looks
like... So we're gonna look around. I actually Hamilton Book had a couple 4Ks on sale for like between $6 and $8 or $9, and I got a few of them, which I'm sure most people won't like them. I have all the Resident Evil movies.
I still have no idea why Steve.
And I got the final chapter because it's cheaper than the Blu-ray if I wanted. So
yeah, but why would you even
want to
watch it?
I mean, I kind of dig the movies, even though I know they're not. They're kind of dumb. And then I also got Underworld Blood Wars,
which might be better.
I don't know. It's okay, but I mean, it was both. This one was super cheap. This was like $6 on 4K, which, you know. And then 4K is, it's definitely a cool way to watch movies. You know, not every movie has to be 4K. You know, some movies I decided not to get on 4K, like the Nun. I happened over Black Friday, it was on sale for like $4. And I was like, well, it was decent enough. I might as well get that. So I got that. So, yeah, and then Dana got me this, the female prisoner scorpion series.
Oh, had you not talked about that?
I don't think so.
We returned what we originally got Steve for Christmas and he got that.
So, yeah, I've watched two of the four so far, and there's one that's not in the set. It's a new scorpion prisoner, female prisoner, or convict. I think that's what it's called. Let me go look, because I can't remember. You know, the title is a long one. Female Prisoner Scorpion, the complete collection. So, I also got the Joker. I got the Steelbook, the 4K Steelbook from the UK. It's exactly like the...
It's Steve like, did that.
Exactly like the Best Buy exclusive one, except it was a lot, you know, a lot cheaper. Even to import it with a few, you know, paying shipping was still cheaper than what it was for buying it on eBay, is like $60 or $69 or crazy. But I guess we're gonna watch some more movies and we'll come back and continue the quarantine special.
Boop.
Back.
Yeah, how long has it been?
A little while.
Long enough to get all those movies that you got listed.
Yeah. So, of course, the end of the world's happening, so we watched Virus. Remember the virus?
Yeah.
It's kind of a Japanese-made movie.
I don't think I actually sat down and watched all of it. I thought it was going to be something else, and it really wasn't. And it didn't really have a satisfying ending to it either.
Yeah, it's a disaster movie, and I mean, they had some American actors like Glenn Ford as the president.
And George Kennedy was in.
George Kennedy, Bo Svenson. And a large portion of it is Japanese people, and trying to. And that James Olmos from Miami Vice is in it with long hair. I thought he was a Japanese dude, because. But I finally figured out it was him, but it's. I don't know what to say. It's a long movie.
Too long.
Then I watched, I don't know if I may have mentioned this last time, but watched Veronica. It's a horror anthology from Glenn Danzig.
And oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was not a good movie.
No, it's not a good movie. Some people call it like a... Like the Room of horror movies, but I don't
like
know.
Like Ed Wood. Label.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But anyway.
Like, nobody should ever let that guy make movies.
Well, well, I think he's supposed to be making another one, but we'll see. One of my cheap 4Ks I got with Underworld Blood Wars, which is the last
all
one they've made.
All I can say about it is it looked good.
Yeah, it looked good. I mean, it's a decent movie, but it's not, you know, not the best of that franchise. But it looked good. Oh,
Steve's got some old like driving and
sorry, yeah.
Inserts playing.
Then I watched the It Man, which is some.
Was I asleep when you
watched that? No, maybe, yeah, because you slept like a whole week. But
Dana's been under quarantine.
Well, so have I. But anyway, Ip Man was the teacher of Bruce Lee in Hong Kong, and they made a series of movies with Danny Yen.
And why is it called Ip Man?
That's the guy's name, Ip Man.
Okay. Is it like Superman?
No, that's his name.
Okay.
Real name. Anyway, it was interesting. I mean, obviously, it's very highly fictionalized because he's fighting a bunch of military men in San Francisco, and it's just, there's nothing wrong with it. The fight was good. Fighting was good, and then this was definitely the final one as far as Danny Yen's concerned.
Did he die?
Yeah, well, Ip Man died, yeah. Then I watched an old British horror movie called X the Unknown, which is kind of like a blob kind of movie, retroactive blob.
I think I remember parts of that. Yeah,
sometimes I like to watch older ones like that because it's, you know, I don't know, it's just a calming effect and you can relax watching it.
Yeah,
and stuff.
That's the way I do with old movies and old sitcoms, too.
And one of the movies I watched on Netflix that when I was kind of waiting to do work while I worked from home was called Carriers. And, of course, it's dealing with a virus that's wiped out everybody. And
that one was okay, but it kind of didn't have a satisfying ending either.
Oh, I could tell this movie was... Made a long, it's set on a shelf for a while. The movie says it's 2009 or so, but I'm guaranteeing it was before.
What's his face from the Star Trek?
Chris Pine was one of
the new Star Trek movies.
And thanks to Shudder, I got to see a movie I've wanted to see for a while called Luciferina. I think it's Argentinian. It's kind of an occult movie. I don't want to give too much away if anybody wants to see it, but for some reason, I don't know why, but this girl is going with her sister and her boyfriend and some other friends to this kind of island near there, and it has like they're going to do ayahuasca for some reason. It's like a psychotropic drug that you know, supposed to enlighten you or something, but anyway, I won't go on any further, but Let's just say that there's more to it. And
I completely don't remember that one.
Well, I was watching it in the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
But I tried to watch it for the last year, but the only version I could get was, even though, of course, I had to read subtitles, it was in, like, Spanish and Russian at the same time, which is, I can't deal with that. And it was a guy just reading off everything, no matter if it was a female or you know, just narrating a movie in Russian. I was like, no. And thanks to the lockdown, Sling TV had given us the Fox Movie Channel, and I watched The Fury,
which I hadn't seen for a long, long time, but I really liked it, and I'd like to sit down and watch
it. I mean, they were showing it like every day for a couple days, but I'd remembered the end when I saw it, but I don't. It's just very, you know.
And Steve thought he hadn't seen it for a while either, and he thought Amy Irving's character and Andrew Stevens were brother and sister.
Yeah,
they weren't.
I don't know why, but.
But that happens sometimes when you ain't seen.
Yeah, your memory gets jumbled. Well, I just probably wasn't paying attention, and then. There's a movie, I forgot who's putting it out, either Vinegar Syndrome, I think it's them, it's putting, or Severin, it's putting
is
up.
Is this the sequel to that crazy movie?
Incentigo Punks, or whatever it's called. They're putting that out on Blu-ray, which I'd be crazy to watch that.
But it's basically more of the same.
Well, they made a sequel called Vengeance, something of Punks, basically, in English. And it's got the same guy wearing stupid chain mask, and they end up killing this detective's family, and that
the best part is when he gets revenge on him.
He goes around and starts killing them one by one, and not, you know, pretty much why there wasn't any other entries in this fantastic franchise. And then I did get I forgot what I got this Blu-ray from.
Oh, God.
Vinegar Syndrome, the Mamba Bimba, Bimba.
Don't get this unless you want to see it. Basically, a sexploitation movie.
I thought perhaps it was going to be a little horror.
Evidently,
with your sex,
Steve,
but there's a lot of sex with your sex.
And
a lot of rubbing.
A lot of porno levels.
I thought they did actually show it, hardcore inserts, if you will.
Yeah.
So
if you want to watch that, then okay, but if you're in a horror movie, don't watch it.
Then I streamed Into the Pit on the Dead Pit Facebook page.
Yeah, and there's Billy Jack.
Yeah.
That was a time, going back in time a little bit to, well, I don't know if Dead Pit was new for Steve. I think he had been listening longer than I had. But
I mean, it was, I'd never seen the finished product. I only saw the work print. This was a little different. I think some things were just cut out, more or less.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
So if you want to see the uncut version, just watch the work print. But.
And then I watched the female Convict Scorpion Grudge Song, which is the last official entry.
So you've watched them all now?
Of the box set, but there's two more that I hadn't seen that I got downloaded.
Steve, I originally got something for Steve for Christmas that he decided that he'd like this set better, so that was his Christmas present.
Yeah, I mean, I liked those movies are pretty fun, especially the first one. I thought might have been one of the better ones.
And Steve likes to sing the theme song.
Ba-ba-day. I can't. It's got the Japanese word for fool a couple times, but anyway.
Foolish woman or something.
Yeah. To prepare for watching Resident Evil, the final chapter on 4K, I watched Resident Evil Retribution, which is one of the better sequels.
All I can say is why about that whole series of movies.
Well, the reason I like this one so much is that there's, I mean, it's, you know, just, I don't know, just nice to look at, and it's, I enjoyed it, but the music in it is just, I just love the music. The score is really good on this one. It's, and it's kind of strange that some of their movies, they'll have an ending and then certain characters just don't appear in the second one, even though they go, where is that character? And,
yeah.
You know, it's just, weird. One of the newer films that came out on VOD, thanks to the coronavirus, is Verivendum or something, Verinium or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's a couple goes to buy a house and they took them to go see it, just to see it. And then they go to this neighborhood, which is every house is exactly the same, and it's, you can't even see anything else. And when they go in there and start looking around, the guy disappears that showed them the house, and then they're stuck there, and then they cannot leave.
It's like a never-ending neighborhood.
I mean, they burned down one of the houses, and then the next day it's back, and every once in a while there'll be a box left out front with food and stuff, and then one day a box is left out with a baby, and then I guess they feel obligated, so they start raising it. But it's a freaking brat, and it's something.
It cries all of them,
and it screams when it doesn't get its food. I mean, it does impressions of them, and I love Sun Chick films. But anyway,
Chick Sun classic. We're watching old trailers.
But unfortunately, this is one of those movies where the ending is not very satisfying. I don't know.
I didn't even know it had ended, and I asked Steve what happened, and he told me, and I was like, well, that's not satisfying either.
I mean, some movies think that if you don't give them an answer, then it's, hey, you can just interpret it. And
I'm too smart for all you people.
You know, you can just make your own part.
That's laziness. That's what
but
that is.
But whatever. And then last night I watched a movie I read about for a little while called Witch's Mountain, which is a Spanish horror movie. I don't know, the beginning of it is nuts. It's just like a mother and daughter. And they guess they're getting ready to go somewhere, mother does something, and it blows up and it sounds like it killed them both.
Well, the little girl killed the cat because the cat was bothering her pet or snake, yeah. And that had absolutely nothing to do with the rest of the movie, as far as I was concerned.
And then we join this Tony Orlando looking dude.
Tony Orlando,
and he's, I guess he's a photographer. I don't know who the hell he is, but anyway,
he starts.
The girl that blew herself up, the woman, the mother comes to him.
And he just wants her to go away, basically. Then he goes out and takes pictures of a woman taking her bathing suit top off and putting it back on.
So of course she's cool with him, and then they go to the mountains and get lost. This is something different.
Oh, this ain't Legend Ball. No. Continues.
I think I have this. I'm gonna watch it because I like this.
It's like they copied Legend Boggy Creek almost.
Well, I mean, it was one of the most successful independent movies, so yeah.
They talking about that witch's mountain.
Yeah, they. They get lost and some things happen, and I don't know. I just didn't. It's okay, but it didn't really.
It didn't make a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, it made enough sense to me, but it still wasn't, you know. Whatever, you know. I read a thing about Jallos, and they said this wasn't a Jallo, but it had some characteristics or traits of a Jallo, but it definitely didn't seem that way. And then after that, Dana
I finally picked a movie.
She pulled her authority, and so we had to watch something of hers. And
but Steve enjoyed watching it.
I hadn't seen Dressed to Kill in a long time, and so when you watch some of these movies you've seen a few times and you watch them again after a while, you start you notice a few extra details.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that helps.
And I think Dressed to Kill is one of those movies where if you haven't watched in a while, you probably will see something that you didn't remember from the other time. And like, if you've only watched it on VHS or DVD and then you watch it on Blu-ray, of course I got the Criterion.
Which I heard that wasn't a good Blu-ray, but I mean,
It
looks good, but I don't know if there's been but I heard criticism. But anyway, one thing we were debating is how old Angie Dickinson was, and we kind of came up to about 48.
I thought she was in her early 40s is what I was saying.
31, and this is 79.
I thought you told me 50.
Well, close to 50. It was like 47, 48.
And I'm sorry, is Angie Dickinson dead now?
No, we talked about it. She's still alive.
Okay. Well, I hate to say this about her, but she's the worst part of that movie. I don't know what made Brian De Palma want to cast her in this movie, but...
Well, they gave her top billing, because this is the early example of first example, like in Psycho or Scream, where they had a leading actress, and then you're surprised that she gets killed off so early.
Yeah,
so
maybe that's it, but she just, I don't know what, if that's how she was told to act, or... Because she, evidently, she was going to a therapist because she had sexual issues, or a psychiatrist, or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if Michael Caine would make a good psychiatrist.
Probably not.
I never want to ask him if I'm turning him on, because I'm afraid he'll say yes.
Yeah, because he seemed to say it to everybody.
Well, the women, but you never know.
He could swing the other way, too.
And... I watched speaking of sleazy, was a Challenge of the Tiger with Bruce Lee.
Oh, God.
And what's his name? Richard Harrison from Dick Randall. I could tell you what this movie's about, but I you know, it's kind of lame. It doesn't matter what it's about. It's just a bunch of nonsense. But then... I was watching All the Colors of Giallo and thought, well, I want to watch a Giallo. And then I settled upon A House with Laughing Windows, which...
Not to be a body here.
Which kind of qualifies as one. It was... hadn't seen it in years, and...
It was sort of interesting.
The ending... it's artsy and fartsy to leave the ending kind of vague... and suggestive, but, you know...
Yeah, but I was pretty sure what happened
to him. Well, yeah, but anyway, it was okay.
At least it didn't just go to a black screen that's done, you know?
Yeah.
Like I've seen some newer movies do. Insect?
It's Flesh Gordon.
Oh, it's Flesh Gordon.
Which, I don't know, is it that porn, or is it just hard R?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I
always thought Flesh Gordon was like porno.
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. And I don't really care to watch it. Who wants to see that kind of porn?
I don't want to see any kind of porn, actually.
But anyway.
My curiosity about porn has subsided. So it's all the time.
But, so, I did order a movie because I couldn't stand it. It was... Behind the Door,
yeah,
Arrow.
Yeah, really. Debating for days.
Because it's too much money. I mean, $32 or whatever. But the documentary on it about Italian exorcist ripoffs was just too much of a temptation, so I gave in. And I did go ahead and order, because it went back down in price to like $12, the At Midnight I Take Your Soul, first Coffin Joe movie.
It's rated X.
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing back then. Like, Urban Cowboy is rated X, and it didn't have...
Was it really?
Yeah. So I don't, and you know, I don't believe back then X could not mean straight porn. But yeah, I couldn't wait, or I couldn't resist that. I mean, I also wanted to get the new Secret Vice of Mrs. Ward Blu-ray, but
did we watch the game?
Yeah,
film?
No, it's Switchblade Sisters.
Switchblade Sisters.
Yeah. But I mean, I want to get it, but I don't want to spend all this. They want to charge $9 for shipping. I'm like, forget you. I'm not paying that. I was going to get that and the T-shirt, which is going to be $44, I think. And then by the time you add that or something in tax, it ends up being $54. Like, no. And the Blu-ray itself is $32. And I'm like, no. I'm not giving $32. I mean,
where's that from again?
Severin.
I don't understand why
I don't understand why you're charging that much for that one. I mean, I'm sure it, I know you did a new transfer, but still. I just bought a region B of that from like Shameless or someplace overseas, over in UK.
I remember.
Bitch!
Sounds like a sheep. But, Steve Dunn talking about, I was going to talk a little bit.
Oh, God, here we go. Go.
Steve's just going to set it down there. But I did get,
I got it.
I got a DVD of Killer Party. I don't know if I talked about this or not. Because, unfortunately, that's the only way you can get that movie in a disc version. And it's from the Warner Archive Collection, which means they're made to order. They don't have a bunch of these set aside. But anybody that hasn't seen Killer Party, I think it's a fun little movie. At first, I didn't really like it the first time I watched it. Because I thought it couldn't decide what it wanted to be. If it wanted to be a slasher movie, if it wanted to be a possession movie. But now it's just sort of fun to watch. So I'd highly recommend it, trying it out if you haven't seen it. There is an HD version available for download if you can still find it.
I mean, I got an HD version off somewhere. So
yes.
I mean, it must have showed on some HD channel.
If you really
maybe
want to
Monsters
watch
HD years ago or
possibly
something.
Possibly.
I mean, I don't know.
And of course, I pulled out my.
You pulled it out.
I pulled out my Vestron video Blu-ray release of Slaughter High and rewatched it.
And April Fool's Day, he got a new one.
And the
You know how much they want? They want like weigh a lot more on the Amazon for that.
I know.
It's like $30 more or maybe more.
What, they want 60 for?
No.
Oh.
Oh, unless it sold out, then it was high price.
Okay. But anyway, I did get it. I got it off of eBay at a cheaper price than Amazon had, and it was brand new. But I did notice the slip cover on one
no,
side of it.
No, the slip case, no.
What?
I know.
It's torn at the top.
It's awful.
It is awful. But anyway, I got the movie and I was able to watch it in HD. And did you watch it with me, Steve?
No.
Okay, Steve hadn't watched it, so he can't comment on the quality of it or anything. But anyway, I watched it and it does have a few special features. I thought for sure when they first announced it that they had announced commentary, but there is no commentary. But there's some interviews on there. There's an interview with the director, Fred Walton. There's interviews with Clayton Rohner.
Oh, yeah.
And Deborah Goodrich Royce, which is, I guess, her married name. And the composer, Charles Bernstein, who has done music for other movies. I think he did the music for Cujo also. I'm sure there's been others, but I can't think right now.
Can't think.
And I think there might be an interview with the cinematographer or something, but I haven't seen those yet. But anyway, the quality is great. I recommend it. I don't know if I'd recommend you paying $30 or more
for it. $30 or more.
Steve, stop copying me. But anyway, that's basically, well, I did get the stand-in on Blu-ray, which fits in with our whole end-of-the-world apocalyptic virus outbreak theme, which I haven't watched it yet because for some reason I've been, me and Steve watched Contagion.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I know we talked about, but it just, I don't know if it's because of what's going on that movie just freaked me out, especially at the beginning, and maybe that's why I'm holding off on watching The Stand. I'm afraid I'll get freaked out again. But anyway, I do still have that to watch. But
yeah, I mean, lockdown continues. Danny gets to go back to work, but I have to take vacation for a week and then work from home for at least 2 more weeks after that. So it'll be May before I'd probably be back to work if I get to go.
Well, technically, I probably could get another 2 weeks paid sick time because they've added some additional onto it. But that remains to be seen. If anybody can tell me, of course,
remains
by the time somebody listens to this, we may be
I'm going to post this soon or try to anyway.
Well, if anybody knows whether or not Kentucky's on a statewide quarantine, let me know, because that's one of the specifications of getting this 2 weeks paid sick leave through Metro HR.
Liberty.
Or Metro Government.
Well.
But anyways.
So I want to watch a few more movies and call it a show. So we'll be back after something.
Bye. Hope we don't die.
Yeah. Wash your hands or something.
Now look, you can't look like you're trying to get her out of here before Christian Simonson shows up, but you got to get her out of here before Christian Simonson shows up.
Yeah, but what's the point? They're going to Shanna's daddy's house at Lake LBJ, and it's no guys. Absolutely no guys.
Okay, so after we bring the girls drinks, in fairly rapid order, but not obvious, we order 2 more rounds of shots.
You think they're going to fall for that?
We'll be very convincing. Now it's time to turn up the volume. No more fucking around. We go to Jaeger shots.
Man, they're not going to drink Jaeger shots.
Dude, as long as the guy's buying the booze, a fucking bitch will drink anything. Come on, dude, we can at least get one shot of here down these fucking bitches' throats. After that, we'll see if they got another Jaeger shot in them. You never know. That could be the shot that puts them past the point of fuck it.
Then all of a sudden, no guys at the lake house turns into a couple of guys at the lake house.
My point, exactly. Man. I know I can at least get Shanna to suck my banana into a fucking buttery nipple shot. It's Julia's sweet shot.
Key lime pie.
Oh, come on, you can fucking Leroy Brown do one more for dessert.
Hey now. Got some background music. Hey. Brandon. He's awake. Dana's working. Even in the shutdown. But she will be working from home next week. So, same as me. I had to take vacation this week. So, I'm trying to watch a few movies. But not as much as I wanted to. Yard work and other things. So I did watch a few movies. Nothing spectacular that most people will find anyway. But finished up watching the Resident Evil Final Chapter, which is, you know, these are not great movies, but they're, you know, an escapist stuff. And then the 4K looked really good. And then speaking of the 4K transfer, Battle Angel Alita looked amazing on 4K, and it also has the 3D Blu-ray, which we moved the 3D TV in the bedroom, so I'd have to watch it in there on my PlayStation 3, because that's the only 4K 3D that we have left. I mean, I do have the PS4, but it's hooked up to this TV in the living room. And so I was trying to find something to watch, and scrolling through my hundreds of movies, I found Fast Walking. And this is from 1981 with James Woods playing like a prison guard. And it's a very strange movie. I mean, it's kind of, in a way, I couldn't relate to. This is not something, a movie where you can go, well, I could see myself in that character or whatever, but, you know, but there's like a, at some point they bring in this black prisoner and they want him, they want to, James Woods to shoot him during some kind of riot or something. And then, he finds out that there's some of the black guys, people on the outside have like $50,000, and then they'll give it to him if he saves him or lets him out during this time. And they have this big plan together and stuff. Kate Lenz is in it as a chick that's kind of involved in all this. And a couple highlights, you get to see James Woods lick Kate Lenz's titty. Her nipple, if you're into that. And then also, if you're really kinky, you can watch, was it Emmett Walsh's penis is a, he's completely nude standing in a doorway of a trailer. Just as you imagined. So, and I believe that dude's still alive. I hope he doesn't get the virus. So, but yeah, it's crazy. So it's an interesting movie for sure. I mean, makes me think of, you know, James Wood done lost his mind and become a Trump zombie apparently or something. I don't know. But anyway, that's pretty much it. More movies to come, obviously. I'm waiting on my, what is it? Crap. Behind the Door Blu-ray. It was released yesterday, but, you know, there's delays with everything. It's non-essential apparently. So I got my Coffin Joe first DVD, At Midnight I Take Your Soul, which is the first movie. The prices were like $12 on Amazon, and then when he passed away they rose them to $19. I mean, I don't know, maybe there's these things go up and down a lot. I do want to get the second one. The first one and the second one, and then I have The Embodiment of Evil from Synapse, by the way, on Blu-ray. So that's really the three. I mean, obviously, there's a few more movies that he was involved in. Awakening of the Beast, which, I mean, they banned it for many years in Brazil for, you know, it was about drug abuse and stuff. And I didn't really care for that movie a whole lot. But there's some other ones that dealing with Coffin Joe. There's something in that Black Exorcism or something weird title like that. It's I have of and that deals with weird like the guy who played Coffin Joe, and it's kind of a meta thing where he's saying, you know, I'm not Coffin Joe, and then some stuff happens, which I haven't watched it in a while, so I need to revisit it. I got off her HD channel in Brazil, apparently, is where this rip comes from, so it's interesting. But, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of movies I need to go through to see what I want to watch, and I sometimes pull out something I've seen a few times, and then there's others where I just want to watch something that I haven't seen. There's a new Aja Argento movie called Agony that just got released, and it was filmed 3 years ago, but just now getting released, so I might check that out. And then all the upcoming releases, and right now there's all kinds of sales. Arrow's got a sale. I mean, there's all these sales going on. I guess because people are home and not got anything to do except to watch or stream something, so. Well, I'm out of here. I'll see you next time for the continuing lockdown. Peace.